This morning, as we speak, two career public servants are at center stage in an impeachment hearing room on Capitol Hill. The acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, and a foreign service officer with long experience in the region, George Kent, are facing questions in the first public hearing. NPR's Michelle Kellerman tells us more about them.
The White House calls them unelected radical bureaucrats, and President Trump has tried to downplay the testimony they have given so far.
I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. They're some very fine people. You have some never-Trumpers.
Without offering any evidence, Trump calls William Taylor a never-Trumper. Retired Ambassador Ronald Newman, though, says Americans who tune in to Taylor's public testimony will see a public servant with 50 years of experience.
He, like I, served in Vietnam as a combat officer. He has served multiple administrations of both parties. And I find it disgusting that people who have never had the courage to go in harm's way are busy criticizing somebody who has served the nation in this way.
One thing that's clear from Taylor's closed-door deposition is that he took copious notes and knows all the players in Ukraine. He had been ambassador there before. Deputy Assistant Secretary George Kent also has deep knowledge of Ukraine, says Nancy McEldowney, who used to run the Foreign Service Institute.
All of our diplomats are taught to take copious notes because we know that the details matter.
In depositions released publicly last week, Taylor describes a cable he sent to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, telling him it was, in his words, folly to hold up military aid to Ukraine at a time when Russia was watching. Retired career diplomat Tom Countryman says Taylor took the job because he was told he would be upholding the bipartisan approach to help Ukraine deter Russian aggression.
When the president's action in delaying aid threatened to undermine the stated policy of the United States, it's utterly appropriate for Ambassador Taylor to warn Secretary Pompeo of the consequences of that action.
Career Foreign Service Officer George Kent explains in his deposition why he was worried that the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was pushing Ukraine to open investigations that could be seen as helping Trump politically. McEldowney was struck by that.
George Kent made a very impassioned and evocative statement. He said explicitly that politically motivated prosecutions undermine the rule of law.
Kent told the committees that he spent much of his career trying to improve the rule of law in former Soviet states. He also explained that Giuliani had aligned himself with corrupt Ukrainian prosecutors, including one who helped to undermine a Ukrainian probe into a fake passport ring. McEldowney, who's now at Georgetown University, says these are important details from public servants who pride themselves in being nonpartisan.
They are not opponents of the Republicans, nor are they pawns of the Democrats. These public servants do not want to be in the spotlight.
Some of these witnesses have faced threats and are the targets of conspiracy theories. That includes Marie Yovanovitch, who was ousted from her job as ambassador to Ukraine, facing what George Kent described as a campaign of slander. Tom Countryman says this is hurting morale.
It matters for the same reason that it matters in a military unit, in a police department, or in any other government profession where the job is protecting American citizens.
And that's why he's so distressed that the Secretary of State has not publicly defended his employees, including Yovanovitch, who testifies in public on Friday. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.